This is Sunday, October 4th, 1992, 1:30 in the afternoon. We're gathered at the bookstore for a meeting with the commander. Greetings, Commander.
Good afternoon. I come in the light of Holy God. I would like for you once to think a little bit differently about what that means than just asking me to identify. And then I expect anyone who joins with me to have that Christ within need mine. Because if we all dwell in the Spirit of Christ, we don't have any problems over which we can't prevail. It isn't a matter of opinion. It's a matter of light. It isn't even a matter of understanding. It's a matter of striving until we can understand. It goes beyond opinion of man and into the higher realms of comprehension. That means you've got to put that hand in the hand of God, or you're not going to make it through this veiled journey. I want you to begin to think, when you effort to define God, what are you asking me? Who are you? I can tell you anything. And some ones of you have told other ones that I am that. What you are striving for, or must strive for, is that energy called Christ God. You see, you are in a world of lies. Incredible lies. And I know you don't want to be the only ones. And yet you volunteered because you knew that you would be among the few. And yet you feel thwarted at things you try to do. That's why you're thwarted. You only try to do them. And then you wait. There are some things that you have to do that requires the waiting, full understanding, but waiting won't do a thing. You must be striving, studying, acting in every moment of your being. You're looking for Christ God. You're not looking for Jay-Z Knight. You're not looking for a 32,000-year-old man or a 64,000-year-old space alien who was a barbarian. That doesn't make him any better now than he was then, does it? If you're producing what you've been witnessing, is that Rumpfer's fault? Yes, indeed. Is it Rumpfer's fault what Jay-Z Knight does? Yes, indeed. If he continues to speak through her. Is it Jay-Z Knight's fault what her husband is? Yes and no. She allowed activities that basically were not her right to allow. And now, look at the numbers of ones who must pay in this physical experience. Because those contaminations, precious ones, will not be taken beyond the veil. No matter what you vote in, no matter what you want to tell yourselves, those activities do not have existence beyond the physical environment. Do you understand me? And Norma says to me, good grief, you've come angry. No, 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 no. I've come in response to your petitions. I come in response to the piles of correspondence sitting in front of Dorma's desk, waiting for response that we have not given in over 3 or 4 weeks. I come filled to the brim with the fact that they're going to take out Florida if Bush doesn't stay out of that state. And yet who's doing it? If there is one in this room who knows, I would like you to speak up. But you're not given to know that information. Every effort is made to keep it a secret from you, and you don't even know who your enemy is. And if you go look in the mirror, you invariably find it's right there. You are your enemy. And you do so much, and you're wondering, what can I do? What can I do? Where must I be? Won't God show me my purpose? Ask yourself what in the hell your purpose is. You're the only one who knows. It's like dream work. You cannot have some psychic, etheric, speaking being tell you what your dream meant. They can give you a hint, maybe. Or if they read your mind and become one with you, they can tell you what your dream meant. You write your dream. You orchestrate your dream. You act in your dream. You do everything there is about your dream. You, individually, are the only one who knows what it means. Well, but I can't find out. Why can't you find out? Well, nobody tells me. Where do you go to find out? Well, I come down here, and you're supposed to tell me. I'm not going to tell you anything except just what I'm telling you, that you're going to have to do it. One's come to this valley, nudged to come to this valley. You have to ask yourself why. You cannot just continue to ask Hatton why. Hatton has a mission. And it's to write and get the word out. And so I have to get firm. And usually that means the group gets smaller and I'm told to buffer it. Can't I just buffer it? Buffer it. You're going to die. Do you hear me? How many of you are going to die without anywhere else to be? That's any better than what you're leaving. Because it's buffered. The higher energies that do come in truth or stymied by what to do. You see, we've been meeting here long enough that I can level with you. They don't know what to do when they get in your earth groups. Their speakers either will not speak it, or the speaker becomes intimidated for fear that the ones gathered will not like it. And so we hold hands and pray that it gets better. And sure enough, it gets worse. For a little while, you have unity. And I don't undersell the unity. Because without it, you will go nowhere. But this valley represents something entirely different than most of you perceive. There's nothing different about this valley versus any other valley as far as need is concerned of service. In fact, this is the very last thing my scribe needed today. She should be in Bakersfield with her child. She should be writing. We have endless truth to bring to the multitudes. And yet, at least a third of those letters sitting on that desk say, how is it that you tell us to do these things in the paper only to find out that the ones in your own place haven't been able to do them? One beloved person even buried a motor coach but didn't get the roof finished. So it fell in with the rain. All I can say is it certainly points up the need for a secure place, doesn't it? But now it's my fault. Hatton told us. And so I'm thinking about leaving my husband, but I'm not going to do that even though you want me to. I want her to. I who turn livid green because you ones will not assume responsibility enough to make even your relationships work. It isn't because of the relationship. It's because you have the wrong perception. And you get desperate. You're afraid. You're going to be alone somewhere. Well, I want to tell you, alone with people is the worst kind of alone that you can have. So the roof caved in. But Hatton said, you've got to be prepared. So they went and borrowed some more money. Only to be caught in one of these storms. And that time the whole roof fell in. Well, I can only say you're going to have sustained winds of 150 miles an hour. Now you tell me what you're going to do. Maybe that's what's wrong with these meetings. I lecture till we're hoarse, and everybody's mad at me because it gets to be 11:30. It's time to go. And we've been at it 8 hours, and everybody's irritated and tired. And I can hardly wait till that gets out there. That lying son of a gun. He's never met for 8 hours, not with us, and it's not ever 11:30. Sometimes it's 10:45. We've got to look at the human part. I don't like looking at the human part. I like it better when we just write about all this bad stuff. Then we can turn it over and let Rick and Ed have a headache and George Green, you know, slough off the bullets. Other ones try to rip you off. I'm telling you, be on your guard. Be on your guard. Your enemy is on the prowl. And one of the enemies that was here is right now very, very dangerous. And that one's headed for Colorado. So if you are a friend, you don't slap your hand over your mouth and say, oh, I mustn't say anything. The saying has already been done. The denial has already been done. Accept the responsibility of letting Barbara Ann know that Coleman is headed for her. And this man has been in the diamond smuggling business with the mafia. And he is trained by the Mossad. So you have a very, very slick criminal. Well, why did you let him in? Why did I let you in? Why wouldn't I let him in? He could produce the integrated work that you need. The truth he presented was no different than any truth. And somebody had to stop this one because there is a network that he works with. And you ask that God serve you in the highest and best cause. and the men on your place had not been able to bring him to heal. Stop blaming God and stop being angry at God for your own errors, either in discernment or, frankly, judgment. There are times to judge, not the man, the action. And in doing so, if you find the action to be evil or appalling or against the laws of either God or man, you better get discerning about the man. Well, but poor Lena and poor John. Poor John? He holds three passports, and not a one of them by the name of John Coleman, Jr. Neither is he 19 years old. I'm interested in truth. And I'm interested in the ones who are serving the adversary to the point of trying to squelch truth. And that's what he was here for. And the ones of you who go blindly about your work, God bless you. Because at least you're able to do something without trembling and doing nothing. On the other hand, if I could remove the tongues from most mouths, until you come into understanding, oh my, would we have a team? Well, we can't do that, can we? And all you're looking for is the camaraderie of being able to use that now. So we have to grow. We have to grow together. But we're running out of time in your perspective of life to learn and move. There's not a one of you in this room who doesn't already carry the virus that they've contaminated the water supply of your nation with. It just hasn't hit you all very hard. They give you warnings. They'll come out with a little blurb that now we're going to have influenza B minus. That's different from B and A plus. And we have no cure. We have no treatment. So everybody rush down and get your inoculations. Now we only have 3,000 doses. But if you hurry, you'll find that those 3,000 stretch to about 133,000 almost instantly. And secondly, now, if you didn't have it, you do now. They're not trying to save your life. Why would they want to do this? They want to get rid of 6 billion people. How would you do it? And I hear, but I wouldn't want to do it. Well, they do. And that's what you're up against. You cannot wish it away. It won't go. They are going to get rid of 6 billion people. And hopefully you will be among them. They don't like you. Actually, that's not true. They do. They do. In our own way, we're serving the purpose. And I want all of you, please, to stop misunderstanding me. I'm perfectly capable of saying that which I must say. When you feel that you have to interpret for me, that says I don't really quite believe that you're who you say you are. With the ones closest to me, it's a matter of they don't want to overstep their bounds. And they wait. But I have sensed and received a great deal of pain from someone who have traveled far to visit and be here. On the other hand, the problem came because of a lack of clarity about the place. Before one's up and moved, they must understand what they face. This is not an answer usually. This is a place of heavier duty and toil and work and, quite frankly, fear. If you have any brains at all, any place in this United States of America. But my intention was certainly, especially with Michael, I'm going to call you Michael, please, because that's the way you do your correspondence. Let me tell you how dastardly your enemies are. You see, Michael took the Pleiades communications, the Walter Russell material, because he had studied long and hard. And this answered a lot of the questions that he still had remaining from the Walter Russell lessons. I would guess, I would hope, that it will be because they emphasize metaphysical garbage instead of really enlightening on the truth of what you're doing and what is happening. And Michael doesn't yet understand it. And yet he would be the first to say, I know God, I don't understand it. But I'm doing what I can. Well, guess what? You sit in a courtroom where they're going to ban that series of books, and amongst the papers of the opposing attorney is Michael's picture. And they get up and say, you are in competition with the University of Science and Philosophy. You've got people out there giving seminars on this material. No, sir, we don't. We don't even have a group. And any information in any journal, any paper printed is for everyone, everywhere. Even ones in North Dakota can use it. We'll be happy even if they would use it in Washington, D.C. But we have secretaries in the Constitutional Law Center that we support who won't touch a liberator, as if evil would fall off on their fingers. I personally think they'd prefer not to have to file anything and do their job. I would prefer they be allergic to printer's ink and have hay fever. But no, I mustn't look. Why wouldn't you look? It's evil. How do you know if you don't look? I know. Well, somebody tell me how you can know. Somebody up here telling you? Oh, who's that? Who is this up here telling you? Then what I bring you is wrong. Because you see, some of you are getting to the point where you're hearing. Which Hatan is wrong? How do you know? Easy. What are you allowed to talk about? What do you do? What are these messages? Are they confronting? Are they so totally allowing that you just grow and grow and grow and grow? And what is your mission? You see, it all makes a difference. Every individual has a reason for being an individual. You are the experience of God. And He doesn't make clones. You're all the same blame thing. If you're not ready to come in this room and confront what needs to be done, then you need that assurance that it's all right until you grow enough. But you have to grow. You cannot stop, you see. I can't go this far and say, well, this morning it was okay. Because that half-ton told me that, well, it's all right if I just be. And now I come in here, and this half-tom tells me that, by golly, you're going to have to act, aren't you? What is our purpose again? This isn't a church room. Not a soul had to do a thing but come. The only one, really, that didn't have a choice about being here and affecting the meeting was Dorma. And she almost didn't come. I'll have to tattle on her. Because she had already made a commitment. And now because I call a meeting, she can't meet the commitment and no one else does either. And to heal each other, you're going to have to support each other, whether you like it or don't like it. And so then I get back, well, but you said. I said what? I just said what you're going to have to do if you're going to make it. And it is embarrassing when it comes back, you know, from Florida or South Carolina or New Jersey or Illinois or Ohio. I dug a hole and it caved in. And now I'm in debt and I don't have anything but a caved-in hole, and now the planning commission wants me to dig it up and move it out. And so I know that I don't get any response in here. We don't get communications going, so you're still in the lecture series. I'm not insulting you. I understand. But if we just come to the lectures and get up and we go do nothing else, all we've done is have a little bit of camaraderie, which I like. And I can set some hearts to rest because I know that when we don't make contact in this manner, the doubts creep in and the concern starts. What do we need to do? I have to tell you, I'm not going to make comment, but if you've been listening, if you've even been reading what I've been writing, let me tell you what the seers are saying. The 12th is going to be a very big day. You could very well lose the coast of California. On the 28th, it is expected a full collapse of all monetary systems. I didn't make this up. But let me tell you the worst part is it's beginning now to fit more and more with Nostradamus' predictions also. And I want to tell you, whether you like it or don't like it, Nostradamus has never missed one. You just haven't had a right interpretation. And now the Korean Christian community expects a massive war to start on the 12th of October, and on the 28th they expect the first rapture. They call it the migration. Well, they call it the rapture. They mean the migration, just as the native Indians do. Will this happen? Goodness gracious, who knows? But any time you can have man sending a tornado right through where Bush is traveling and wipe out a few towns, you know, along the way, you've got some pretty powerful forces at work. And then I'm stymied because I get back from the people that I have worked with now for 3 full years. How could God do this to the innocent people? They are not innocent people. They have broken every law of God and continually do so. And what's happening to them? They're sorting themselves out. At this point, they're sorting themselves out so that your own one world government knows who to kill. They talk and talk and talk. They have done nothing about rebuilding L.A. They have just moved more troops at ready. They have done nothing in Florida. They just have more and more people sitting around getting restless and ready to riot. Your welfare system is bankrupt. Your nation is bankrupt. What in the world are you going to do? So they're going to push you until you get into a war where they can kill you without it looking like it. And I would like to sit cross-legged. And let's just all meditate together and maybe it'll all go away. Because it certainly will. But is that your job? Is that your job? To sit and wait for it to all go away. My job and my people here have volunteered to get the word out. My mission is to get the word out and to get a remnant through. Now, doesn't that get anybody that if I'm say who I say I am, I can just gather up the remnant? I certainly can. But you see, God says every man must have the right of choice. And after he's given the right of choice, he can do whatever he wants to do, Hatton. It's not your business, Hatton, to judge my Aton's business. You go do your job. Yes, sir. There's a limited number of places. There are no funds. Please, everybody here. We had to really pull back because either ones putting money into the Institute didn't understand really, or they wouldn't be talking about pulling it out. The purpose was to put it in so that it could be used for getting the word out and starting the projects. But now the demand comes, I want it out and I want it by this afternoon at 1:30 or I'm going to the police and whatever else. Well, I want to tell everybody and reassure you that every document has been checked by attorneys and been tested. But you can't cash out your gold this afternoon if you bought it higher than it was this afternoon and get all of your money back. We're not in the profit-making business. We're in the service business. And I don't come forth here to lie to you people or paint pictures for you that say, oh, you're going to make $1 million while the rest of the world goes bankrupt. No, you won't. But you leave it out there in the world and you're not going to make anything, including your way. We give you what we can. And therefore it becomes very, very limited because I will not allow any more overly to take the responsibility. We were willing to take it against the work. Every cent that has been spent, period, he has signed for, he and Dorma. No one else. They did that for me. And it will be fine. But I have to ask ones, what are you doing? When ones say to me, but what are your people doing? Well, they're trying. They put some things aside. We do have a place where ones can be safe. And we have put some food aside through the survival storehouse that ones were willing to do the paperwork and the work and the tending to get it gathered. But unfortunately, we couldn't keep the place quiet. So all the CSD has to do is call the sheriff, and they come with their little Uzis. You're going to show them that lower level, aren't you? And if they're doing it in Michigan, don't you think they'll do it in Tehachapi? So you can't even go somewhere and dig a damn hole in the ground without everyone wanting to know, well, who is going to get to use that hole in the ground? And now you have aerial photographers who come around, and everything you try to do, they take your picture. Still beats Michigan. So we're all waiting to survive. What are we doing while we're waiting to survive? Well, I don't have any money. I can't do anything. Can't you? There are at least 4 orchards in this town that have been untended. Oh, well, the fruit's full of worms. No, it's not. Only about 50% of the fruit is full of worms. And the apples are little. There's Mr. Nears, Mr. Noons. They're all over. Dorman Overly were out there, and in half an hour, they had 3 bushels of apples picked. Dorma doesn't have time to go and peel apples and dry them, but she's going to do it. Well, she's got a bigger kitchen, and I don't have a dehydrator. Then borrow one. It makes the soul wish to weep. The trees are laden with fruit. And this will be the last year for many of those wonderful, wonderful trees, because the Japanese are playing with the money and with the land. And they're going to rip them all out anyway. They want to starve you. Wouldn't it be nice to have a few hundred bushels of apples dried? Wouldn't they love just 2 of those apples in Sarajevo? How about in Somalia? Well, I'm not in Somalia, and therefore I can't eat all the fruit. Cleaning up my plate will not make it better over there. No, but I want to tell you something. It sure is going to make it a lot better here. You just haven't heard the bad news yet. You cannot have floods like they've had through your grain belt. And you can't have a whitefly infestation like you do through the San Joaquin Valley. And expect many years. You see, they've lied to you and lied to you and lied to you until they could bring it right down. And you'd never notice from year to year. Maybe apples would go up 3 cents, or maybe even drop. All those prices are set by the one world government already. And don't those grain farmers wish they had been paid this year to not grow grain? They wouldn't have to watch it rotting in the fields. You don't have any in your silos for reserve. You have less than 1 week of food for this nation if it all shut down today. And where are you going to get food? Where are you going to go? To what other nation is this great nation going to go when it has been the one that supplied and supplied and supplied? And the world government did better than that. They let the crops go to rot in the fields in Russia. Just don't harvest it. It's you who's going to be hungry. Well, why is Hatton yelling at you? Hatton doesn't eat. But I think most of you are going to be hungry. Well, but we can't just go pick apples. It's not our property. Well, if you don't feel comfortable to go pick them, then find out where you go to find out about picking them. tell them you belong to the Church of God and the Relief Society would like to can some apples. And tell them that you'll even give them a thank you on the front page of the paper. Community spirit. Just don't tell them you're the same ones, you know, that are suing the CSD in Golden Hills. You're playing games while your life runs out. You're playing games to hide from your spirit. It has nothing to do with intent. Not really. Not anyone comes into this room. Well, some have. But the intent is really to fit in. And let's see what we can do to get this thing turned around. Now I'm getting letters, well, I don't see what you mean that rights can do it. Now suddenly, commanders on the outs because I've lied again, you see. Right along, I told you I didn't think rights could do it. You have what, 5 weeks, 4 weeks? I don't even know how much time you've got to your silly election. And I have yet to monitor programs that even mention his name. So it becomes obvious what you're going to have to do if you're going to do anything. You cannot take Washington. And I've never said that you could. And if you take your nation back the way your patriots plan to do it, and I'm talking about planning to do it, is not God's way. And you will not have learned, and you will not turn it around. You may postpone, you may even take back your nation, but you are no better than the ones who pulled you down if you have to use Uzi submachine guns. You're going to have to start a new nation under God. And the last place you want that capital is in Washington, D.C. Can you do it? Yes, you can. Will you do it? No, you won't. Not yet. Not yet. And so you who work and struggle and strive feel frustrated. And so you turn to something else. And then I have to come and nag at you to get it onto this tape that will go out there to whoever will listen to it so they can measure their own activities and understand the frustration at this level. Because one sitting in this room feel a 100% load to get it done. My heart ached for Leon. Leon has a talent, and he offered his talent, and it just has to die, you see, on the vine. The man is a performer. He comes from a famous, famous family of high wire walkers. He's a Walinda. And this precious Esther is his mother. And I honor her.
Excuse me, Commander. We need to turn the tape.